Phil, why don't you do the intro and then I'll pop us in.
Phil Marion, and this is Raps Rant, hosted by myself, Megan Smith, and Blair Johnson. Shows all things Raptors and the NBA. We cover current stats, news, and feature exciting guest speakers. But we are here to talk about game three.
You know, when we throw up a pod after the game, it's a W, baby.
That's the only way I would do it. If they lost, I'd be too depressed.
No, I'd booked a vacation. I got a flight. I'm just not going to the airport tonight. I just threw that in the garbage.
It's 12:30 right now. As you can tell, we're excited.
Okay, I screwed up our little highlight here, but I've got it coming back. You ready?
Here we go.
This is sort of the microcosm right
go.
Here. Here we go.
All-time great three-point shooter against Jordan Bell. Gets into the paint against the block by Bell. Ball knocked loose, and Leonard able to save it. Danny Green for three. Bang! Danny Green.
The one and only bang of the evening, and it could be a thousand bangs as far as I'm concerned.
We watched at the Dogs Bollocks tonight on Queen Street.
Give a shout out to the manager there.
He put on ABC coverage, much to the dismay of many fans in there.
Well, three
that wanted
sure.
the Canadian coverage. I'm exaggerating a bit. It basically was a table that requested the Canadian, and we forced ABC.
And there was like the most ridiculous like reasoning behind it. It was like, they've never been here before, so they've never had a chance to be the announcers. I was like, that's totally irrelevant.
They shouldn't be allowed to announce the finals.
Listen,
national coverage. We've already gone through this point.
I know, but just to give everyone a feel, I don't care. Everyone's like having this debate about whether it's like ABC or home. I'm like, you know, the ABC crew is the crew. They're the highest paid crew in all basketball, and
they
our crew is like the 700th highest paid crew in basketball.
You use our own feed.
It's like the Jeremy Lin.
It feels like a regular season game.
Yes.
Sorry, you cannot convince me otherwise. Anyways, moving on.
We got to hear some of those bangs. Okay, let's get into it. Why don't we go through and say like what we thought was going to happen last game and what actually happened? So, first of all, the score, I think, what did I say? Like 113-111. I thought Kawhi was going to
I thought they were going to lose by 10 tonight. Now, given the fact Klay Thompson, I thought, was going to play.
Yes, that obviously changed a lot of things.
It changed a lot of things. But I'm just going to say this. I'm not going to take away from the Raptors tonight.
You go do what you got to do.
You're still in Oakland. Steph Curry is ridiculously good. What's amazing about him is that you knew it was coming tonight. There was nothing.
The ball is going through him. Ridiculous.
And you knew it was coming, and you still couldn't stop him.
Well, we watched greatness. He had no help. He went out. There was a game plan to try and stop him, and he scored 47 points. I mean, that's just simple as it is.
Golden State basically looked like the Raptors of previous series, where you have one star, and then their guys didn't show up. DeMarcus Cousins was junk. Draymond Green was junk.
Draymond Green was garbage. He had 17 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists.
Nobody else hit big shot. It was only Steph Curry. Yeah. So it was just, unfortunately for them.
Listen, Golden State was hoping they could sneak this out. You know, I don't know enough about, I'm obviously not in the locker room, but it sounds to me like Klay's obviously hurt, but they were probably like, let's see if we can just squeeze one out at home. Because they know they can win on the road if they're fully healthy. So I don't think they're scared of that. But at the same point, we talked about it. You can't just take any game off. Every game is important.
No.
If this goes to game seven and the Raptors win, they're like, man, I wish we hadn't given away game three.
What I hope I don't hear, I don't want to hear the American feed or even for our own fans thinking like, well, Klay Thompson was out. They don't have Durant. That win was huge. That was amazing. It was amazing to watch. Be proud of the Raptors.
Phil, this is a 28-game war of attrition. This isn't a game. Even hockey, you have four lines. There's five guys that are playing most of the time. One of the entire difficulties of winning in the finals is trying to stay healthy.
Yep.
There's nothing like, again, Kawhi Leonard, as you were about to say, has played since the first round, basically. I think he's been hurt. For sure, the second round.
It was very clear in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's when it really started.
Absolutely. I think we saw times of it even in the second round where he was, you know, again, it really kind of came out in the third round, but. But again, that I think you know, your Warriors are your Warriors, and whether they win and then everyone else on the other side is on the ground, not standing, it's like then you were champions.
Guess what? Golden State, nobody's taking anything away from you for beating Houston last year when Chris Paul went out. No one's taking anything away from your championship when LeBron was without Kyrie and Kevin Love the year before you went 73-9.
It's a war of attrition, man. It's a war of attrition. Yeah, exactly. So and as we talked about, is when Leonard went out in the first game up 25.
There you go. You're still cheering because who knows what happens in that series.
No one takes away from the Spurs when they beat the Suns and Amari Stoudemire was ejected or was
banned from that game.
It happens all the time, man. Again, the winners go in and take advantage of opportunities. The Raptors, for the most part, the Raptors act like winners tonight. There was a few points in the last 2 minutes of the game where I was not happy. Gasol holding the ball at his knee and allowing Curry to steal it from him. Ibaka just giving the ball inexplicably to Green again on an inbound pass. There were some plays where I'm like, guys, like, come on, get your head out of your ass here. You can't do that. But a win's a win's a win. Hopefully they take those things to heart and clean them up a bit. Because if that's a 2-point game at the end of the game, you and I are just like, I'm jumping in front of a car. Like, there's no question. I'm looking for the next car.
When I heard Klay Thompson was out, it shifted to more stress watching that game because I knew now the pressure was on. It's a must win. If you lose that game, I mean, and then all of a sudden you get Durant back the next game? You never know. I don't think he's coming back, but he might.
Let's focus on the Raptors here because I said there's a few things I said last game that I was hoping was going to come to fruition, and I started off looking like a genius and sort of faded as we went. But one of the things I said was, you know, Gasol and Ibaka are the X factors, and I was like, 14 shots is not nearly enough for them. Well, tonight Ibaka was 2 of 4 from the field, and Gasol was 6 of 11, which is being generous because he took a couple garbage time shots. Let's say, so they had their 14 shots again. They had 15.
Ibaka had 6 blocks.
Ibaka was a beast. He was still the X factor,
and he had a key offensive rebound in the fourth as well when the crowd.
I'm not taking away from them because again Gasol had 7 rebounds, 4 assists. I'm just saying we'll talk about some of the where other guys stepped up. What I didn't like though about that was Gasol came out in the first quarter and was the exact opposite of what we said. We said like he wasn't aggressive last game. He came out, he was aggressive, and then the second half came, he reverted back into his old self, and that was concerning to me.
Except for the fourth quarter when they were only up 7 and he hit that key.
That runner in the lane. Yeah. It was like a hook shot.
It was a baby hook. That was just huge.
Yeah.
That just, it gave me confidence.
Something came over him there where he was like, oh, I remember the first quarter.
He's a winner. When you really look at it, he's not afraid of the moment. He's not afraid to take the shots. You look at certain games during the last series, like he had a monster threes he was hitting on his first field goal attempt of the game in the third quarter. You know, like fourth quarter hitting big threes. He did it numerous times in the Philly and the Milwaukee series, and he did it again tonight. Cause he started out well, disappeared, and then came back. He had some stat padding at the end of the game.
He hit a three late that didn't mean anything, but it means something maybe to his confidence. So,
good, absolutely.
You know, whenever your last shot goes in, it's always a good feeling.
Can I also say, like, you know, after also watching the Milwaukee series and how devastating it is to miss free throws, the Raptors were 20 of 21 tonight. Kawhi Leonard is literally... let's see here. So he was 16 of 16 yesterday, last game, 10 of 11 tonight.
Unreal.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's really important. And you saw Golden State when they were trying to make a mini run in the fourth, when, you know, they go into the fourth up or down 13 and they had that play where, you know, they go 1 of 2 from the line, and then Draymond steals it off of Ibaka, which was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I mean, Ibaka, what are you doing?
I don't understand that.
Like, why did you just let Draymond take the ball? It was very strange. And, you know, and look, they missed another free throw. So at the end of the day, it was just 2 points.
Yeah, we got lucky there. They got
should have been 4 or no.
This is what I'm saying. At the end of the game, let's think about this again. I'm not going to dwell on the bad stuff too much, but let's say we had the Gasol holding at the knee and Curry steals the ball. Then we had the Serge Ibaka turnover.
Sure.
Then we had the ridiculous the half-ass pass from, I think it was from Lowry on the screen to Green, another turnover. It was like, guys, let's play to win the basketball game here.
They were playing not to lose. They were trying to be careful and kill clock, and they clearly weren't executing. They were being a bit lazy.
But then what happens? And this, you know, I'm going to say it because you can thank us. Anyone who talked about us as being Kyle Lowry haters, fair enough. But what we always said was he's the most important player on the team. When Kyle Lowry, if Kyle Lowry plays like Kyle Lowry played tonight, this series is over. We've always said he was the most important player on this basketball team.
I was messaging a lot of people today, asking my thoughts about today or tonight's game. And I said, I think Kyle Lowry's going to go off.
Yeah,
he's
you did.
Due.
You kept
he
saying
due.
It.
I said, he's due for a game. And I did say, I kind of hedged my bet a bit. I said, oh, it's going to be either game three or four. But he's hitting one of these games in this on the road. He's coming.
I know it's a matchup thing, and there's obviously some game planning. But like last game, he had one rebound, two assists. He not only scored today, nine assists. Like it's crazy the flip
every
from
time
game
I
to
keep,
game.
Every time I keep saying like that was the best game of his playoff career, that was the best game, and tonight might be the best. Because you look at now the situation, like the enormous pressure of it all.
And, he was second half basketball player. Yeah. He was a second half basketball player. There was no fear in his game whatsoever. He was incredibly aggressive.
He said what he was going to do. He said he was going to be aggressive. He said he plays better on the road. We all know he does. He does. He plays better on the road, and he showed up. Thank you, Kyle. And thank you, Danny Green.
5 of 9 from three for Lowry. That's massive. 55%, 56%.
If he does that, it's incredible. So, basically, when you look at it. Our guys hit shots when they didn't hit them in game two. Let's hope it's not a, on again, off again type of series.
Well, again, here's where I was sort of I was a little bit wrong on the Gasol and Ibaka front, although Ibaka was a game changer and Marc Gasol was a plus 14 tonight, so played excellent as well. He was he had 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 17 points. I'm not upset about 17 points on 6 of 11 shooting. That's fine. I'd like to see Ibaka have 6 of 11 as well. But yep. What we did say was we had a few keys. We didn't worry about Leonard. We figured that Lowry was going to come back, but what we were comfortable now with, which is really cool, is that we know out of Powell, Van Vliet, and Danny Green, one of them's going to go off. It happened to be two of them.
And if you have two of them go off,
you're unbeatable.
Very hard to beat them.
And again, we were very level-headed, I thought, last game, and we said, Siakam's not going to, he's a 50% from the field shooter. Well, he went 8 of 16 tonight. So you're back to his 50%. And when we get this, because this to me, when I look at this team, is how they should play offensively. Every game, when you look, okay, Leonard had 30. He didn't have 50. He had 30. Siakam at 18. He didn't have 39. Yeah. He should have 18. Gasol had 17. Maybe he has 10 to 17 points. Green had 18. He got hot.
Look how important it is. Like Siakam had six assists tonight. Leonard had 6. Gasol had 4. Lowry had 9. Out of your starters, like look at that ball movement and execution. That's very, very important.
Yeah, you said 30 assists.
They had 30 assists tonight. What? Versus 17 in game two. Now, obviously, when you don't make shots, you don't get assists. Sure. So that also happens. But I mean, just what a turnaround. What a game.
So Golden State 34 assists last
two
game.
Two wins away.
What's crazy is you just said it. We've won 11 of the 12 quarters so far.
Yeah, actually, I'll give credit. That was my friend Bobak who actually put that out there and said, hey, we've won 11 of the 12 quarters of this series so far. And it's very true. We had a lapse in third quarter of game two, and that's pretty much been it. Otherwise, every quarter, we've essentially won or been extremely – I think we've won every single quarter other than that one.
Yeah, I'm just double-checking right now. We definitely did only lose the one quarter that game. And in game one –
we may have lost a quarter in game one.
They outscored us 32-29 in the third. So we've lost two quarters.
Two quarters out of 12.
Yeah, no, it's been really consistent except for that 6-minute stretch. Otherwise, it's a 3-0 series lead. And
yes.
Can't live in the past, but at the same point, if you had asked me a week ago if I was happy 2-1, I would have told you you're crazy. If you had asked me a month ago, I would have given you the keys to my house. I would have just been like... I'd have been like, you're a typical idiot Toronto sports fan.
I would have been right beside you.
I literally was like, I'm being honest, though, in saying that one of the things that there's just no consistency, and I mean this in a good way, to the Raptors offense. There's no, at the end of the game, just being like, Kawhi, here you go. Like, we watched tonight, at the end of the game, it was like every single time down the floor was a completely different play.
You know what was really good to see as well is that the game plan has obviously been the same. As soon as Kawhi touches the ball at the top of the 3-point line, they double team him. And he's looking for it. He's trying to make the right decision, right pass. But their ball movement was so good tonight that Kawhi got two or three easy buckets in the fourth. Yeah. Like gimmies. Like,
oh,
literally.
Just like, wow, he's open that got, close to the basket.
And when they got Kawhi on Curry in the paint, it was over. Yeah. I mean, that was like...
They'd given up at that point.
Curry just got out of the way.
What's cool, too, is we don't have in this series right now, we don't have a lineup where we put it out there that I'm like, get that person off the floor. Like every single person playing together, whether it's Gasol coming off and Ibaka gave us... We needed what he gave us so much at that time in the game. Those blocks were
big time.
Huge.
They're big time.
Even the block he had, I think it was him.
Danny Green's
block
was ridiculous.
Oh, man.
As well.
He's never jumped that high his whole life. There was something was
impressive.
Under the ground there.
He's an underrated blocker. I'll give him that. Like, he's had a few of them this year. Game two against the Celtics this year. He was the one who actually blocked it. They gave Kawhi credit because he blocked it again. But ultimately, it was Danny at the block. He got it pretty high on that one.
I mean, this is just watching that game tonight and watching the first two games of the series. It's just crazy how much of a championship team these guys look like. The composure, the quality of basketball.
That's what you
know.
No one,
and you know, someone told me today, this is in the United States, this is the lowest rated first two games in finals history as far as television ratings.
What? That can't be right.
Well, I'm going to look it up. I know it's the highest in Canada, but U.S. television ratings.
Because it was a difference of 3 million people at one point. They said viewership was about 17 million one game, and it was 14.
NBA Finals Game 2 stays low TV ratings. Viewership falls for decade low for ABC. NBC.
Decade low.
Decade low, okay.
Well, you've had 8 years of LeBron. I'm sorry,
it's also not just that. This is the United States... This is the U.S. doing this to themselves. You give us absolutely no airtime. You disrespect us. No one knows who Pascal Siakam is. No one knows who Fred VanVleet is. These guys are coming in. They're spectacular the way they're playing right now. Like, we're talking about... like
you just like to rip on Kyle Lowry. That's it.
These guys are... Cleveland never played the way that we've played. Now we're up 2-1. It should be 3-0. Cleveland's never played like this. LeBron's played amazing. Cleveland's never played the type of basketball the Raptors are playing right now.
No.
And you're telling me that we're the lowest in 10 years on the ratings? Come and watch these guys play. Watch Pascal Siakam play basketball.
Oh, he's amazing.
There's no one that plays like him in the NBA. He's a phenomenal... Kawhi Leonard, are you kidding me the way this guy plays basketball? And just because he's not a flashy star, give me a break.
So the clip there with the Danny Green 3, that was huge. That was... Kawhi Leonard once again had a night where you look at the stats now. Like, I checked the box score after the game, and I was like, how did he do that? He had 30 points, 10 of 11 from the line, 9 of 17 shooting, 6 assists, 7 boards, 2 offensive. He had 2 steals, 2 blocks. The only blemish was 4 turnovers, but, yeah.
Again, okay. 2 kickballs. Like,
it's okay. Like, it wasn't devastating. He's the guy, he's going to have the ball. But... how did he do that? He just didn't seem like he was having that much of an impact. But then you really look at it, that play with Danny Green hitting that three, I mean, that was a monster block. The crowd was going nuts. Like, Jordan Bell blocked.
And it was a transition.
Badly.
It was about to go the other way.
They were about to go the other way. And he just said, he willed it. He went and grabbed the ball.
It actually really reminded me of the inbound the other night that he just didn't quite get.
Yeah, he didn't quite get.
It looked very similar.
But he just, and the guy's hobbled. I don't care what anybody says. Like, you can say, oh, maybe he's not injured that bad. He's injured. He can barely move at times. You can see him save his spurts for moments.
Yeah.
And he used it there, and he found Danny. He hits that key three. Like, that was enormous. That could have been an easy transition the other way. Crowd going nuts.
What I love about what he does, too, like, the Curry free throws are maddening, especially the ones where he's running alongside a player, and then he just does that pull-up floater, and they just call it every time. And like, there's literally no contact there. It's two players running shoulder to shoulder with each other. Kawhi Leonard, when he wants to get a free throw, you have no option but to get him at the line.
He literally bodied people tonight when he goes in there,
and he stays on the ground. He's so controlled. He's not a jumper when he gets in those positions. He does that like slow Euro step where you're literally like, what am I supposed to do here?
There's nothing you can do.
He's going at like such a
he's another
slow
example.
Pace.
He's another example of like, you know what's going to happen here. He's got the ball in the post. You know what's coming. He's going to shoot free throws.
Or
he's going in. Yeah.
And sometimes, most of the time, both.
Like, yeah, there's no style. You get a switch or you get a scenario where he's ISO'd down in the post, it's over.
He just has such a pretty looking shot. It's very simple. He's got a very simple, clean release. It's just puts his hands in front of his face. There's not a lot of motion to it. I have so much confidence when he pulls up. I've watched great players play basketball. Even when I watch Durant's release is very like long and loopy. It's not like Curry's. Curry's, a ball comes out of his hand, you're like, oh, that's in. Klay Thompson, oh my God, Klay Thompson, the ball doesn't even touch
his
fingers.
Oh, the releases are lightning quick. Durant, it's important for him to get the ball high. He shoots his release is unstoppable when he gets
absolutely.
The ball.
Absolutely. It just, when I watch it, I'm like, I don't feel like it's going, and then it goes in. I'm like, oh damn.
Yeah.
But like Leonard's got one of those ones. He puts it in front of his body. It just always looks like it's in. Anyways, it's just you know, again, night after night after night, I just continue to fill my, I don't know what you call it, in like my sports bank, with just more incredible memories, and you know, again, it's not just Leonard, it's just Lowry tonight again was just a spectacular basketball player.
I'm gonna also give the refs once again. It ended better. No, they did.
It started poorly.
It was the exact same thing. It's like they kind of evened it out. I'm going to give it to the refs here that their officiating was fine.
Tonight they stepped out of the game.
There was missed calls all over the place for both sides.
Yeah.
I thought the charge on Kawhi Leonard, it's like Draymond was in the restricted area. That should have been a three-point play. Two missed goaltends by Ibaka.
Yeah.
Clear goaltends off the backboard twice.
The kickballs were another issue again. I don't know what that. I don't know if they've just removed that from the rule book that you can just kick the ball.
So good on you, refs.
What I didn't like that they did, where they were the ultimate like wait to see if the ball goes in and then call blow a whistle.
That's so annoying. They did it for both. Yeah, they.
Yeah,
both
it was even.
Yeah, both sides. It's like, what are you doing? Just call the. If it's a foul, call it. Just call it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand. Why do you have to wait to see if it goes in?
Yeah, so again,
are they not going to call the foul? Like the whistle doesn't blow if it goes in? Because otherwise, that technically should be an and one.
Yeah, no, I know.
But they're waiting for it to go in. I can't stand that officiating.
No, I know. I thought that they stepped back a little bit in this game. And what we talked about last game, which was, you know, it's always tough at home, is when it's not whether or not the Raptors end up actually getting more free throws and Golden State had more fouls in game two, but
well, here they were. Ready
but it to slowed Golden, everything
Golden
down.
State, Golden just, State had 21 fouls. You know, Toronto had 22 from the line. Toronto was 20 of 21, and Golden State was 25 of 30.
Well, they got a lot more than we did.
They did.
Those things are. You'd like to see those. We
got to the bonus, or they got to the bonus. Sorry.
Yeah, the one time. Yeah, and we at the end of the half there, I think it was, and we kept fouling them.
So when you look at it, they won every quarter. They won every single quarter tonight.
We probably won all the stats, too. I don't know about rebounding, but turnover, we won.
No, I mean, they out-rebounded. They had 41 boards. We had 40.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And they had 13 offensive boards, too, to our five. We only had five. But we had key offensive rebounds. They were daggers when we got them. So if that's one area to clean up, steals, we had 9, they had 8. It was actually, you know, at the end of the day, it was a pretty...
We shot 50%, they shot 39%.
They had 25 assists, you know, and the reason they didn't have more is because they missed shots. They didn't shoot well. That was it. They were 33% from 3, 40% for the game from 2.
We shot 44% from 3. Wow. I mean, again, when the Raptors do that, I know any team that does that's going to win.
Here's the thing. I believe that, I mean, if Klay Thompson doesn't come back from game four, I'd be shocked. He's playing. He's got to play. So he's coming back. I seriously doubt the Raptors are going to shoot that high of a field goal percentage from three again. That's just me. It's just the law of percentages. I mean, like, it's not.
Just hope that Curry doesn't have 45 again. Then.
Yeah, and that you've got that. I really do think it's going to come down again to defensive intensity. It's going to take the calming presence of Kawhi Leonard. Literally, there's never panic. There's never panic with this group. They're decisive. They execute. They had a couple bad possessions in the fourth. I mean, Fred had to hit that.
Yeah, I wasn't pleased with the last 2 minutes, but we're going to move on from that.
Exactly. I mean, it is. I'll credit Golden State. They had times where they were playing good defense. They were playing well.
Well, I'm surprised I didn't lead off with this, but nothing mattered to me more. You know, it's all great. You know, big shot by Green. Whoop-de-whoop. All I care about is Draymond Green sucking. So I'm just going to recap sucking moments tonight.
One was
that lob to that Ibaka just like literally was like, not going to happen here. Just jumped up and stole it.
Green was like terrible.
Two air ball threes in the first half where he was, you know, remember he got the free throws and he did like the muscle thing, even though he has no muscle definition. And I was like, man, maybe if he had muscles, you could actually hit the rim from three.
He looked like he had dead arm, like Eli Manning.
He had that. He had a couple passes to nobody. I think it was the one. I think it was a backdoor cut from him where what's his name stopped, but it was a terrible pass. So there was just a bunch of stuff. He was terrible tonight. I don't know how many turnovers he had, but he's been he's been crap in the series. I mean, his numbers are, and they're Draymond Green.
He had four turnovers tonight.
He had four turnovers. He was four minus assists. 10. Yeah. Boom, you suck. You know, here's the deal. We know that Steph Curry's a warrior. We know he's a champion. You know what, Draymond? You go out and you replace you with Klay Thompson, and these guys are right in the basketball game. You're a bum.
If I'm a Golden State fan or just looking at that, I'd be so disappointed with Cousins. I don't care if it's game three coming back. I'd be like, what was that? Like, you
Cousins was garbage.
Game two, he was great. And he comes back.
Loving we're getting into this because now that I'm thinking back, because Cousins was invisible. I don't think he played in the second half.
Barely. He played 19 minutes tonight.
He flops on he'll shoot a free throw and fall over. Never seen a flopper like that.
He's enraging to watch, man. It's actually embarrassing.
I've never seen Draymond Green flopping. I don't even notice Draymond. DeMarcus Cousins is by far and away the most annoying player in the series.
The one thing I'll give Draymond Green is that guy, he's emotionally, he's the heart and soul of the Golden State Warriors. As much as I hate him, the guy's he'll have his flopping moments. But that guy flat out plays. He hustles. DeMarcus Cousins, sometimes when you look at him, you're like, how are you in the NBA? You're the most unathletic person I've ever seen.
It's a little bit telling, though, isn't it, that with Curry and Draymond Green, that those two guys can't carry.
Cousins is probably going to hit screw Cousins. 30 points screw in this game, but anyways.
1 of 7 from the field, 14% field goal percentage.
No, he was absolute garbage tonight.
It was minus 12 in 19 minutes. They had to take that guy
off the
floor.
I'd be really pissed off at him tonight if I was a Golden State fan.
Then you bring in Bogut. Bogut's not much better. He really was a weird matchup for us the first game. I don't think we were expecting him to come on the floor.
Also, you know who the next one, the guy who has to step up and actually, take be an impact and an X factor? Sean Livingston. Junk.
He's not the same player as he used to be. He was a big player for
the
before.
But he needed to have a big game, and he was 1 of 4, and he was a minus 14. He was invisible. So you look at that. You have two guys in your starting lineup tonight. Cousins played 19 minutes. Livingston played 17. I bet you they wanted those two to play 30 plus minutes.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
When you have Bogut playing 22 minutes.
Or Alfonso McKinney.
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
Former Raptor.
Yeah, former. We flipped the right player. We got McCaw. He's the good luck charm.
All right.
So what do we know? Just the last thing here. What do we know about... What do we think we know about Klay Thompson coming back? And what do we think we know about Kevin Durant coming back?
I mean, the owner of the Warriors was talking to Stephen A. after the game and said, Durant's coming back for this finals. Does he come back? The way I would look at it, he's probably coming back game five onwards. I don't think he plays the next game.
Okay, let's see.
He hasn't even had really, really hard practice yet. Even a full-blown practice with a regular team. I mean, what, you think he's going to come back Friday? No, I don't think so.
Well, here we go. So, Klay Thompson's expected to play in game four.
That's no surprise at all. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't play.
Kevin Durant hints at possible return in NBA's Finals Game 4.
He hints. Okay. He might.
He said, I'll know more in the morning. Whatever that means. I don't know if that's a hint or not.
I personally think he's coming back Game 5.
On Thursday, Durant will go through a closed-door scrimmage that will determine whether or not he's ready to return. As for Thompson, it sounds like the Warriors expect him to return Friday.
Oh, he's playing. It's must-win for them.
Ooh, here we go. Let's see. Drake savagely roasts Klay and Warriors after Game 3 win.
Well,
man, I don't want Durant to come back at all.
I think he's coming back. Everyone's saying he's not. I think he is.
I don't know what this is, but this is just a drunk picture of Klay Thompson. Meanwhile, on Drake's Instagram story, let's take a look here. It's just Klay Thompson with his shirt off, wasted with two girls.
All right. What are we... predictions, man, for game four?
It's so weird, eh?
I predicted they were losing tonight and that they were going to take... I was going to say they were going to take game four. I think they're going up 3-1.
This sucks. It's weird because again, hope is a tough thing. Like we're at 1-1, and all of a sudden the reality is you're going, man, we're looking 3-1 right in the face, and all of a sudden we're up 2-1 in the series, and my hope is like, holy shit, we're two games away from an NBA championship, and I want to think to myself like, holy shit, you know, Golden State never loses two games at home or whatever. So I don't know, man. I think if Klay Thompson comes back, I still felt we were the better team the first two games of the series. I thought that our team was not afraid. We were not afraid of Oracle
the
Arena.
The whole thing, we're not afraid of Oracle, and you can thank the winners for that. I mean, Danny Green, Freddie stepped up. Like, they made clutch shots when the crowd was trying to get into it. They shut the crowd up. So
the main I didn't think we buckled at all.
The only thing that scares me is cold shoot. Third quarter of game two.
Yeah.
Like we're all too familiar with that in previous Raptors teams, but. I mean, even with that third quarter, they came back and almost tied the game. Like, they gave themselves a chance to win.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, listen, they're going to stay. They're fighters. These guys are going to stay in it. Again, what we said is, like,
they've got to have D again. I think they need to start the game the same way. Gasol needs to be super aggressive.
And all I say is, if you're going to go cold, do it next game. Don't do it at home.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do it at home.
If there's any game to have a dud, that I'm not saying you're allowed to, or I'd be happy about it, but if it was game four Friday, you're not going to be, you know, devastated. But
let's take it as an opportunity.
I think they should be killers. I think they're going to be. I think that's the mentality. You know, you're going to have these guys, you're going to have Danny, Kawhi in the locker room that have won before and said, you can't take this for granted ever. Come out with fire, come out and play hard, and come out and execute and be aggressive, and let's see what happens. Let's go up 3-1. Let's do it.
I think that's what they're going to come out with.
I think they're going to have to withstand a couple of crazy runs by Warriors. I think that will happen. I don't think they're.
I think Durant's got a really tough injury too. I'm not trying to win but I'm trying to win. I don't want Durant to come back.
No, the Golden State Warriors fully healthy.
Well, we don't know what they are, but we also don't know how they match up. It might be a better matchup for us.
Listen,
we know what their record is without them.
The entire year, they really didn't play together that often. Like, how often did they play together?
Not often. Yeah, exactly.
No. Yeah.
Listen, we know they had the worst year of their life. And when it was just him in, they were terrible. Yeah. They were getting blown out game after game. So, again, I don't necessarily know they're better. I just don't want to see if they're better.
No, I don't want to. Yeah, exactly. And I'm not going to feel bad if we win this championship and people say, Durant was in. Don't care. You still have a 73-9 structured team with DeMarcus Cousins. So sorry.
Yeah, no pity over here.
Zero.
You've got every advantage over us. We had to literally go out the greatest GM of all time, as far as I'm concerned, and literally made a move that people were just like, wow, like, he said he's not staying, and they're like, I don't care. This is about championships.
This is about championships, and like, let's hope that they can deliver it.
And this isn't about taking a league minimum. This is, we gave our future, right, we gave our best player away.
Yeah. Okay. I think they're winning. Let's see here. If they're going to win, they're going to need another shooting performance. So I think it's going to be 120-116.
I'm going 116-112 Raptors as well. I think we're going to win. I think we're going to win. Durant doesn't play and it's just Klay, we're still going to win.
I still think, because Klay's still not going to be the same. He's not going to be the same defensively.
No, I agree. All right. Well,
that's it.
Hopefully we talk to you guys Friday night. That'll be a good thing. Otherwise, it'll be Sunday.
Or never again.
Or never. See ya.